Hey, welcome to Who Sing It Better. I'm your host, OMG Awkward Turtle, and this is episode 2. I'll get inside your groove, cause I'm on fire, 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 fire. For those of you who don't know what Who Sing It Better is, it's a short commitment, week-long singing competition where 7 contestants have to sing the same 30 seconds of the song with the same backtrack. A panel of judges will then critique and submit in order of who sang the song the best, and a winner will be determined. This week's song was Somebody to Love by Queen, the original version. Our contestants this week consisted of Tiana Skilledragon, Princess Clary, Dylan Collins, Valkyrie Celeste, and Sukuno, who submitted in that order. The panel of judges this time around was Rochelle Euler, who won first place last round, Mega Dizzy, and Sitoto. Let's have them introduce themselves.
Hello all, Rochelle Euler here. I am super excited to be judging this week on Who Sang It Better. Woohoo! Let's see, as far as my, musical background goes, I did musicals all throughout high school, and I've done a couple here in college, and I directed one in college. I took voice lessons for 6 years, and I was in chorus for all of middle school and high school, both of which were, the select choir groups. Ooh, I'm so elite. And as for stuff on VH, I was in the finale of Sing It 8. I came in second on Perform It. I am currently on Rap It and Act It. And let's see, I participated on Happiest Competition for a little bit, but I had to drop, which was really sad. I'm on Sing It currently as well, the current season, and I'm also on WSL. So I think that's pretty much all you need to know about me. I'm excited to be here, and I'm looking forward to hearing your submissions.
Hey there, contestants. This is Dizzy, formerly known as Mega Dizzy. You may know me from shows such as Sing It and Rockstar, and also this show, Who Sang It Better. As for my music experience, I currently have played electric bass for 2 years, on and off keyboard for about 2 years. I've also played violin for about 3 years. I'm in a band called Western Ninja, currently in Orlando. And besides that, I've been singing all of my life, but not professionally. I haven't had any singing classes whatsoever. So basically everything that I've learned about singing was self-taught. So I apologize if some of my critiques may not essentially be technically sound and everything like that, but I'll try my best to critique you guys as fairly as possible.
Hey, you guys, this is Sitoto, or Mark Ryan Anderson when I'm not playing pretend, and this is Who Sang It Better with one of my favorite songs. I absolutely love this song, so you guys better do fantastic, or else I'm gonna be really disappointed. Anyway, a little bit about myself before I start critiquing. I am a professional actor, singer, and dancer with a musical background of about 2.5 years. It's a really interesting story, actually. Way too long to tell right now. But, yeah, if you're interested, go ahead and talk to me about that. Anywho, VH shows I've been in, I was in Sing It Season 7 and Perform It Season 1, both of which I was blackmailed to be in. Not really. Sing It, I came in myself. But, yeah. Okay, you kids, do work. I'll be listening. Scary thought, I know. And may the manliness be with you.
Let's give a round of applause to the judges. Yay! But it's not like the viewers could do so, but that's why I have the sound clip of applause. Okay. Anyway, I'd like to thank the listeners for tuning in, because we have a great episode tonight, and I hope you guys are excited, because I'm excited! Yeah! Also, I would like to remind everyone that this is a Voice Hollywood exclusive show. So, the only way to participate on this show is to be a VH member. Now, on with the show, because I can't really think of anything else to prolong this introduction. Woo! So, you know how, like, in the last episode, I introduced everyone based on food that I ate? Well, okay, this episode, I'm going to introduce everyone by, like, different footwork moves in ice skating. Because, like, for this past week, I've had to wake up early in the morning, 4 o'clock, to skate at 5 to 6 to practice for this test that I have on Sunday. So, the first person up, well, let's see. She reminds me of this move that's called the shoot the duck. It's not a footwork move, but it's like basically you go really fast and you're gliding on 2 feet and then you squat down. You squat. And then you lift 1 foot up off the ground and you just glide on 1 foot. Yeah. So the duck that we will shoot right now is Tiana Tiana.
Can anybody find me somebody to love? I just keep losing my beat. I'm okay, I'm alright. Ain't gonna face no defeat. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. Someday I'm gonna be free.
Okay. Good job, Tiana. Shoot the duck. So, let's go see what the judges have to say about your entry. Let's start this off with Megadizzy. You're up first.
Hi there, Miss Tiana. She? Yes, I said she, because that's how it's pronounced, apparently. So, this is Megadizzy from Sing It and Rockstar and various other shows on VH that I cannot quite remember right now. So, about your performance, I liked the energy overall. I really like your vibrato throughout the song. Just a few notes. Somewhere around 27 seconds to 30 seconds, there was this weird slide up into the words that you said. I can't really say whether it was on pitch or not. It sounded like it was, but it just sounded really weird, just a little off or something like that. And as for the ending note, where you hit the last note, although it was on pitch, it seemed to lack a little bit of energy compared to the other higher note that you hit earlier in the song. Like, I felt that you could have amped it up just a little bit more, built it up. Added some crescendo into it. Make us feel that Can Anybody Find Me note. Besides that, I'd say this was a very nice performance. I liked it. And I really like your vibrato throughout it. So, good job, Tiana.
Tiana Sid, hello there. I don't believe we've met, but now's probably not the best time. Okay, so yeah, critiquing stuff. I really liked the song. You had a very good grasp of it, I believe. One thing that did throw me off right at the beginning, though, the word can, and this is kind of an editing logistic, so take it with a grain of salt. I mean, I believe it has to do with presentation in your singing, so yeah, I can talk about it. The second you said can anybody, the can was kind of like a tiny, like, flick of a beat off slow. Like, the instrumental came in, then you came in right after. So it just kind of threw me off as someone who knew the song. Also, in the beginning, I noticed you had a low larynx where you were kind of talking a little bit lower, and I just thought that was your natural voice until you got into sort of the higher phrases where I would notice that you would kind of, do I want to explain this? Yes, I do. Well, you would talk kind of like with your low resonance and it would vibrate everything and it would sound really nice. Be careful you're not forcing it though. But then you would get into the higher notes and it would really get like, it would lose all its resonance in the chest and would go all the way up to the, and I'm exaggerating by all means, because you're your own instrument and I can't do what you can do, right? But I definitely noticed the resonance changing up, and that's a perfectly fine artistic choice. It just made it, it just kind of read as a lack of control. So make sure you watch that. And going off of that, a concept that I am hearing a lot tonight, flow. I definitely could have used more flow, and to explain that, as in what that is. Flow is, I think in your case, has a lot to do with air flow. Like, I can tell that I don't want you to force the vibrato and the style of the song with the muscles in your throat, if that makes any sense. You kind of want to do, you kind of want the air and the bottom, everything under the voice, to do the muscle work for you. And it's dangerous to talk about muscles in voice because our teacher's like, oh, don't do it, but eventually you're going to have to use a muscle somewhere. Right, because, you know, you breathe. Anyway, I would just love to hear a little bit more flow, a little bit more airflow, and conversely, when you get the airflow in there, you get the emotion flow, you get the style flow, and you get the notes coming out really easy. So I think you could, with that, I think you could keep the core in your voice or at least make it very consistent. So yeah, I did like the song though, and very good job.
All right, Tiana. Okay, at the beginning, you definitely miss the two somebodies, like the somebody and then the echo, somebody. I wasn't sure if you were supposed to do that, so maybe you just took the liberty to not do that, but I felt like it sounded weird because it sounded like you should have been singing and you missed it. Also, some of your timing was kind of strange, like the way that you said some of the words, it sounded like you were rushing to get them into the like correct place. So just watch that. On the word rhythm, it felt kind of pitchy. And then from Gotta Get Out of Here, like the ending, it felt really nasally, your singing. Overall, I didn't think you sounded bad. I like your vocals were pretty good. I thought that you had like a weird quality to your voice. Like it was very like open sounding, which is good because like when you're singing, you want to have like an open throat and stuff. But just like the way you were pronouncing things sounded kind of strange at some points. And yeah, I think I thought energy wise it was fine. I felt like it could have had a lot more just because it's like Queen and it's supposed to be extreme and exciting. So I was looking for a little bit more energy from you. But other than that, I think you did a pretty good job. I thought vocally it was pretty pretty nice sounding, minus like the nasaliness towards the end. So good job.
Okay, this person, well, let's see. He has a dragon in his name, and I heard that he's a dragon, and you know, I guess you can associate dragons with like a Chinese dragon. So in skating, we have this thing called a Chinese spiral, which I'm really good at. And basically you lift your leg off the ground. Yeah, you have to lift your leg off the ground. And then you catch it with one hand and you just like basically stretch. So it kind of looks like a billman, but not because it's only with one hand. But they're pretty. And this person is pretty and sensual because of his alias on World Singing League. So let's introduce this person. Gil Dragon. Oh yeah.
Anybody find me? Somebody love. I got no feel, I got no rhythm. I
just keep losing my beat. I'm okay, I'm alright. Ain't gonna face no defeat. I just gotta get out of this prison cell. One day I'm gonna be free, Lord.
Good job, hot stuff. Now, let's see if the judges thought you were hot too.
Gildragon, yes, that is what I am talking about when I am talking about flow. That was nice, that was smooth, it wasn't pushed, and what came out was a nice groove, smooth style, and it was a pleasure to listen to. Now going into a little bit more logistic-y stuff, your mic logistics, which sadly we all have to deal with, but it felt like you were a little bit farther away than I wanted you. I really wanted, especially for this song, I really just wanted you in my face, like, singing out those notes. And, yeah, I didn't get that, and that made me sad. But not so far that I couldn't enjoy the song, clearly, but just, yeah. As for vowels, right. On things like Lord and other high notes where you would hold out a vowel for a long time, you want to watch that. On things like Lord, you did fine, because the ending consonant is not so bad, but on things like face and face note of each, you want to watch that you don't close the vowel so soon at the end of the note, and by all means, this is an artistic choice, and you're free to use it, but this is just my opinion on the subject when it's a very high note, which, I mean, this isn't even a very high note, but still. On face, you want to watch that you don't close it like face, so you're not stuck out there with a really thin resonance for a long time, because you have a chance of cracking, and every man loves doing that, you know? But yeah, just kind of keep it open with fa, or don't even pretend it's fa. If you want to get into real belt logistics, you would do fa, a little bit more of a fa, and just feel the fa, and don't even think about the s at the end. But yeah, for the most part, I really liked this. So yeah, let's hear some more.
Gildragon, hey, this is Mega Dizzy from shows such as Sing It and, I don't know, Rockstar, various other ones out there in VH. But, hey, let's talk more about you. So, Gildragon, I thought your performance was awesome. I like the attitude that you put into it. I don't know, your low voice just sounds really smooth and fluid the entire time. Personally, I didn't find much of any problems with this at all, so I'm not really sure what to say at this point. I can't really say much of anything else about this. I didn't find anything wrong with it, so congrats. So, good job on that, you know?
Alright, Gildragon. Okay, so you also didn't do the somebody's. That was really bothering me about people's entries tonight. I just, like, really wanted them to do the two somebody's at the beginning. Okay, on your first somebody to love, you kind of dropped the love at the end, and it sounded like you were gonna, like, slide or something, but it kind of felt a little pitchy to me when you slid down. It was weird. Your vocals sounded kind of jazzy, like you were, like, like, it was, like, very strange. Like, I don't know, it was, like, an interesting take on the song, and it sounded nice, and you made it work for your voice. Vocally, it sounded nice, but I really wanted more energy from you. I was a little, like, disappointed in the, like, amount of energy you had. I think if you had a lot more energy, this would have been, like, really awesome, because your vocals were fantastic. Like, you sounded really, really nice on your longer note at the end, Lord, and stuff. So I think overall, you did a pretty good job. Just bump up the energy, especially on a song like this. Like, really just, like, perform your heart out. Okay. Good job.